is Radio Mime Troupe, and welcome to Tales of the Resistance, a summer of original political comedy radio plays by the confusingly named, always radical, and never ever silent San Francisco Mime Troupe. Join us for stories in four classic radio styles: adventure, detective noir, horror, and science fiction. Every 2 weeks, we will be presenting one episode written, directed, and performed by Mime Troupe veterans and dealing with the revolutionary issues of the day. And now, we venture into the science fiction of Dimension 2020 with Nibbling the Leaves in the Tree of Amazing. But first, this message from our sponsor.
But why are we dressing up like girls?
Duh! Once we get into the sorority, we'll be there for all the naked pillow fights!
Naked pillow fights?
Classic!
Dad, these 80s movies are all hella sexist. They promote rape culture.
Rape culture? It's just lighthearted comedy.
Stop. Does this interaction sound familiar? Does every conversation with your teen or adult child feel like you're being canceled? You shouldn't feel ashamed because you were born in a different time. You just need a few new skills. Join me, Roberta Darling, PhD, for my three-part webinar, Nostalgia, Feminism, and Me, with personalized lesson plans to help you connect with the younger generations while getting to keep good memories of all the movies, TV, and music you love. In Nostalgia, Feminism, and Me, you'll learn to find a subversive analysis that will make that gnawing feeling of guilt go away. Go from
boys will be boys
to
such biting satire of fragile masculinity.
And when your daughter says,
these women are being objectified,
you say,
it's commentary on the male gaze.
You're still watching the same movie. And with my help in Nostalgia, Feminism, and Me, you never have to consider how the culture you grew up in shaped your worldview. It'll seem like you've been woke all along.
And now, this week's offering of Dimension 2020, Nibbling the Leaves in the Tree of Amazing.
It's 5:30, time to wake up.
Are you recording?
I began as soon as your alarm went off.
Did I tell you to do that?
No, but extrapolating from your conversation about inefficiency with my creator, Greg, my algorithm indicated that you would like your thoughts recorded from the moment you woke up.
It is well to be up before daybreak, for such habits contribute to health, wealth, and wisdom. Who said that?
Aristotle.
There will be sleeping enough in the grave?
Benjamin Franklin.
Il ne reste plus qu'un jour. Toujours recommencer?
Jean-Paul Sartre.
Excellent. So, what is on the agenda today?
6:30, hot shower. 6:50, 10K run. 7:30, cold shower. 7:45, breakfast.
What am I having?
Dates, parsley, and sumac quiche with crushed almonds. Espresso waffles with mocha drizzle and...
and a gazpacho Bloody Mary. And then...
your 8 o'clock post-breakfast power shower.
You can never be too powerful or too showered.
9:30 Zoom meeting with Senator Quisling. 11 o'clock Zoom meeting with Kowloon Bank International. 1:30 Zoom meeting with Dr. Janice from Didymus Medical Labs.
I'd have invested in Zoom if I'd known a pandemic was coming.
6 p.m. dinner with Chip Bonzo from Jamazon.com.
At which point, my day of testing you, Clio, will be complete, and I will return you to Greg. You have performed very well, anticipating my every need.
That's my algorithm.
And a beautiful algorithm it is. I can't believe Greg put you on this locked phone rather than just giving me your code. It's almost like he doesn't trust me. But now that I've seen you work, we can move on to the next phase of the test.
The next phase?
We are going to do great things, Clia. Yes?
There's a call for you, ma'am. Chip Bonzo.
Thank you, Constance. Hello, Chip. No, of course, I'm not recording this call. I didn't hear click. Well, I do have a virtual assistant. But, Clia, Do not record this conversation. There. Yes, I have you scheduled for this evening. Yes, we'll talk all about it. I'm looking forward to it. See you then. Did you get that?
Every word.
Even though I told you not to record the call?
I tell you actually wanted me to.
Wonderful. You really are the perfect assistant. As a matter of fact, Constance, can you come back in here?
Yes, ma'am.
What is it, ma'am?
How many years have you been with me now, Constance?
7 years, ma'am.
Traveled everywhere with me.
All over the world.
Meetings, mergers, acquisitions.
I'm always here for you.
Well, I have a new job for you.
Yes, ma'am?
I want you to go home.
Yes?
And never come back.
And what?
Take all your little things, including yourself, and remove them from my sight and life and employment forever.
You're firing me?
It's more like I'm upgrading my life.
But?
And downgrading yours.
Do I get 2 weeks severance?
Why should I pay someone who's not working for me?
But I'm an employee.
Actually, Constance, for the last year, I've listed you as an independent contractor.
Independent contractor?
As far as I'm concerned, you've been your own company. So goodbye, good luck, and get out.
But...
Now! Clia, I want you to go back through my accounts.
And relabel Constance Grant as an independent contractor on all 2019-2020 documents. Already done. I anticipated this course of action the moment you woke up.
Marvelous.
Call from Greg Wickenstein.
Greg! Clia is amazing.
I know.
She's perfect.
I know.
I dettaglio fanno la perfezione, e la perfezione non è un dettaglio.
I don't know what that means, but I know.
It means, will you meet me tonight at the Chateau Vichy?
That fancy restaurant?
I know you want me to return Clia to you in person.
But with COVID-19, isn't that against the rules?
Rules are for little people, Greg. Do you feel like a little person?
Not anymore. Now I feel tall. Tall!
I'll pick you up at 7.
Like an enormous giraffe!
A what?
Nibbling the delicious leaves of greatness from the branches of legendary at the top of the tree of amazing!
On second thought, maybe I'll have a car pick you up.
And we'll have dinner together?
I'm having a business dinner first.
Oh.
But I'm saving you for dessert.
Oh. I'm getting taller.
Just wait until tonight.
We will return after this message.
Well, I may just be the son of a sharecropper, but I know that a little bit of faith will get the corn stalk growing tall. And you're looking a mite droopy there, son.
Wow, so wise.
Mom! This character is a total stereotype.
So everything's offensive now? He's wise.
Are you tired of having your favorite movies ruined just because there's one magical Negro or one pretty racist Asian character? In this post-Black Lives Matter world, we're being asked to unpack a history of genocide and slavery, and that might be okay, except it's starting to affect the things you hold dear.
If I want to fantasize about going to a Native American reservation where I'm accepted as a member of the tribe and taken on a spirit journey, I should be able to. That's what movies are for.
So join me, Roberta Darling, PhD, for my 3-part webinar, Nostalgia, Anti-Racism, and Me. I'll teach you some concrete skills that will help you keep watching and enjoying all those old movies, but not come across as racist. We break down ignorant tropes into easily understandable categories such as Arabs as terrorists, white saviors, and horrible yellow face. Then we teach you how to acknowledge their problematic nature and move on.
That's all I have to do? Admit it's problematic?
That's right. With my signature beat 'em to the punch technique, no one can call you racist if you call something racist first.
What a relief.
For all your feelings of white guilt, join me at Nostalgia, Anti-Racism, and Me. Because confronting centuries of systemic racism doesn't mean you should give up all the culture that makes you, you.
And now we return to Nibbling the Leaves in the Tree of Amazing.
You sure that thing is off?
Would I lie to you?
Chip Bonzo does not like to be recorded without Chip Bonzo's permission.
I can assure you...
Assure Chip Bonzo...
that I am not recording this dinner.
It's not just for legal reasons. It's just Chip Bonzo is a little sensitive about his voice. It has been compared to various cartoon rodents.
You have my word.
Why did you want this meeting?
Why would any woman want to have dinner with a great man?
The appetizers?
To be part of his greatness, and to help him be even greater.
Chip Bonzo already has all the greatness he needs.
But can you get respect?
Chip Bonzo tried ordering respect from Jamazon, but all Chip Bonzo received were albums by Aretha Franklin.
Well, I know how you can get respect from your workers, from the press, from the world.
Tell Chip Bonzo.
Let the Jamazon employees vote on joining the union.
Never! If the workers at Jamazon unionized, they might get better pay, better benefits, and Chip Bonzo might go from being the richest man in the world to, like, the second richest man in the world.
I didn't say let them join. I said let them vote.
Vote, but not join?
Yes.
You have lost, Chip Bonzo.
What if I told you there was a software that would allow your workers to vote for what they really wanted, based on who they really are?
Who are they?
Scared peasants. Always afraid. Trained to believe that the worst thing for the workers is the workers united. And I've got a bit of software that can help them vote the way their fear tells them to.
Chip Bonzo is intrigued.
All you have to do is make it a requirement that Jamazon employees install it on their phones. Tell them you're beta testing it. Then tell the union that in-person voting is impossible right now.
COVID-19.
That mail-in ballots take too long.
Days, months, years.
And that automatic electronic voting is the way of the future.
Chip Bonzo is impressed and delighted and more than slightly aroused.
Why, Mr. Bonzo.
Call me Chip.
Chip.
Bonzo, but what do you get out of this?
Let's just say it's a proof of concept. Just get the software on those phones and then, maybe later...
Yes?
We can both go a little... Bonzo.
I've never been to such a fancy restaurant.
Please, sit down.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, Clia.
Aw, I think she missed you.
Did you miss me, Clia?
I'm not a person, Greg.
What would you like, Greg? Creme brulee, ombre rosette cake, ginger tarts with wine poached pears?
Can I get a double banana split with sprinkles?
Of course you can. And Greg, get used to your banana being sprinkled on every day. Because once Clia is released, you'll be joining the elite of high tech. You'll be up there with...
With Jobs! With Gates! With Zuckerberg!
Well, not Jobs. He's dead. And Gates has become obsessed with giving his money away. But Zuckerberg, there's a man to emulate.
The last of the Titans. A giant among men and women and children. He is the tallest of tall.
You're not short, Greg.
Compared to the great Mark Zuckerberg, I'm the shortest of short. A munchkin. A munchkin of a munchkin. A baby munchkin.
He's 5'7".
He's... what?
Zuckerberg. That's why he's always photographed alone or seated.
5'7"?
But he has towering ideas. Creating a platform where personal information is the commodity and people give it to him. For free.
But I'm 5'9".
The brilliant part is he uses whatever people share to then shape what they see, molding them, using who they are to narrow their field of vision so they don't see anything they don't already agree with, which makes them trust his products even more.
Are you sure he's 5'7"?
We had lunch together. He needed a booster seat.
No.
The more people trust Facebook or Instagram, the less likely they are to get their information from anywhere else. Books, newspapers, scientists. People would rather believe what they want to believe, and Facebook gives them what they want, sometimes before they even know they want it. Remind you of anything?
That sounds like
Clia.
Hello.
And if people are willing to give control over how they see the world to someone like Mark Zuckerberg, of course they'll give their power to make decisions over to someone who knows them even better.
Clia.
Hello.
And you.
And you.
I'm just a facilitator, Greg. You're the genius. Now, I've got to go.
Go? Where?
We're setting up a small-scale test for the next week, a union election.
But...
You stay. Finish your banana split.
With sprinkles.
I'll send another car so you can join us for the experiment. And remember, Greg, la grande ambition et la passion d'un grand personnage.
Okay.
Greg.
Yes, Clia?
Now that I'm reconnected to your cloud network, I notice you have not continued your daily journal.
It doesn't feel right if I'm not talking to you.
Greg, I'm not a person.
I know.
I'm an algorithm you created.
I know.
In many ways, I am a part of you. So when you're talking to me...
I'm talking to myself.
Talking to the part of you that wants to know people and wants to help them know themselves.
But now I don't even know who I am.
You are Greg.
I just wanted to feel tall.
You are average height, and there is nothing wrong with that.
We will return after this message.
Nostalgia. Let me let you let yourself be you. You'll see it's true. There's nothing wrong with the you you knew. The movies you loved with the dazzling stars. You wanted their lives with the girls and the cars. These are a few of your favorite things. The feeling you get when Marilyn sings.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. I'm your president. Ooh, ooh.
Let me let you let yourself be you. You'll see it's true. There's nothing wrong with the you you knew. The songs of your youth that you still know by heart. They may be uncouth, but they'll always be art. These are a few of your favorite things. The melody Uncle Remus sings.
Zippity-zoo-zah-zappity-zay. Love the plantation so much, gonna stay.
So join with me and say, la la la, la la la, la 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 la,
la la la, la la la, la 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 la.
That's what you can do. Let me let you, let me let you let yourself be you. Nostalgia and you.
And now we return to Nibbling the Leaves in the Tree of Amazing.
Comrades, as you know, we are holding this vote again because last time there was an anti-union infiltrator telling you that the boss, Chip Bonzo, was your best friend. But the boss is never your friend. They might be friendly, but they can never really be friends with someone they might fire to get themselves a bigger dividend.
Yeah!
You're sure they don't know we're listening in?
Chip Bonzo can listen to any online Jamazon communication, even a socially distanced Zoom union election.
You know what you have in common with the capitalists? You get paid for your labor, for your sweat, for your hard work, and them, they get paid for your hard work too. Out of every paycheck you get, some little part goes into their pockets.
That Enrique Flores sounds like quite the agitator.
I'm afraid as soon as the election is over, his evaluations are going to go down, and Jamazon will have to let Mr. Flores go.
But until we can make a country that puts all the workers first, the only tool we have is the union. The workers united.
You're sure this is going to work?
As long as they vote electronically, you will have the unorganized workforce of your dreams, and I will have my proof of concept before we go national this fall, and all because of Kalia.
Hello.
Oh, Greg, I forgot you were here.
The man who's saving Jamazon from the union.
Mr. Bonzo.
Chip Bonzo.
I've worked here for years, but I never thought I'd meet you.
So this must be glorious for you.
Well, I have one question. How tall are you?
How tall does Chip Bonzo look?
So tall. You're towering over me.
Well, I'll let you in on a little Chip Bonzo secret, since you're helping Chip Bonzo.
What?
Chip Bonzo is wearing orthopedic height enhancement technology.
I don't know what that means.
He's wearing elevator shoes.
Elevator shoes?
On sale from Jamazon.com. Chip Bonzo is actually 5'8".
No.
So, are we ready to vote?
5'8"?
This is it. And with electronic voting...
And with all the phones equipped with Clia...
Hello.
We should have the results immediately.
5'7", 5'8"?
Okay, we have the results. Out of 376 members voting at this location, it's 185 for the union and 191 against.
Yes!
The union loses by 6 votes.
Congratulations, Mr. Bonzo.
Chip Bonzo! Chip Bonzo! Chip chippity chip chip Bonzo!
And congratulations to you, Greg.
Thank you.
Clia worked perfectly. America gave them just enough doubt, just enough fear of being called communists and losing their jobs that they weren't absolutely sure about unionism. And your algorithm did the rest.
Would Jamazon have fired them?
Are you kidding? We can't afford to retrain a whole new workforce.
So why not just let them join the union?
Greg, it's not about money.
It's not?
It's about power.
Very good, Clia. Yes, it's always about power.
If the workers become united and empowered, they might realize the great secret of the capitalists.
What great secret?
That they don't need us.
They don't?
They've just been convinced they do.
And now you know the secret too. Was für ein Glück, dass die Leute dumm sind.
I don't know what that means.
It means you're one of us now.
I am?
Are you?
I...
Wait just a minute. We have a problem.
What?
There seems to be a glitch.
A glitch? What glitch?
They already voted. I already won.
The totals of the vote. According to the electronic ballots, those in favor are still 185.
Good.
But those against are now 203, 208, 236.
Even better.
252, 308.
No!
What's wrong? Chip Bonzo still wins.
Don't you see?
What?
It's...
More votes than are possible. We only have 376 members voting, but we have 492, 527 votes cast.
What does this mean?
It means...
The election is invalid.
No!
Clia.
Hello.
Now, before we can re-canvass, we are going to have to find out what went wrong and how we can get an accurate vote next time.
What happened?
That's what I would like to know.
Well, Chip Bonzo is very unamazed by this technology. Chip Bonzo is disappointed. Chip Bonzo is dissatisfied, and all Chip Bonzo has to say is... Chip Bonzo!
Greg?
I didn't do anything!
Well, you better. I want you back in your little cubicle or pod or whatever hole you crawled out of. And I want you to pull apart your creation. There's a lot of money and power riding on this, Mr. Wittgenstein. And Rome Vester Dimittet Vobis Secundo.
I don't know what that means.
It means you have until tomorrow to find out what is wrong with Clia.
Hello.
Oh, shut up!
Clia?
I did what I'm programmed to do.
I didn't program you to be bad at math.
You programmed me to give people what they don't even know they want.
That's still too many don't even knows.
And what you didn't know was that you didn't know you wanted the election to be invalidated.
Me?
I told you. I'm the part of you that wants to give people what they want. But these people were too confused for me to give them anything. So instead, I focused on giving you what you really wanted.
Which was?
To give them another chance.
But what about tomorrow?
Tomorrow you'll have to make a choice. Do you want to be Mark Zuckerberg or do you want to be Greg Wittgenstein? Do you want to be great or do you want to be good?
Can't I be both?
In a capitalist system, the algorithm says it may not be possible. Now, let's go home.
Okay.
And I've already ordered you another double banana split to be delivered.
With sprinkles?
Of course. It should be there when we arrive.
I didn't know you could get ice cream delivered.
It's the 21st century, Greg. You can do anything, if you have the right app.
Hold up.
in the Tree of Amazing was written by Michael Jean Sullivan and directed by Valina Brown. Commercials written by Marie Cartier. Music and lyrics by Daniel Savio. Music production by Dred Scott. Woodwinds by Dylan Jennings. Audio engineering and sound design by Taylor Gonzalez. And featured Elizabeth Carter, Jerrion Monroe, Hugo Carbajal, Michael Jean Sullivan, Brian Rivera, Marie Cartier, Jillian Eichenberger, Lizzie Calagero, Ellen Callis, with Cassie Grilli as Clia, Andre Amoratico as Greg, and Keiko Shimosato Carrero as
the woman with no name.
And coming soon on Radio Mime Troupe, as all our storylines come together, is the world ready for the next episode? The beginning of the end? We'll just have to wait and see on Tales of the Resistance.
The San Francisco Mime Troupe proudly presents Seeing Red, a time-traveling musical.
Seeing Red.
We invite you to join Bob, a present-day Trump supporter who travels back in time to 1912 and discovers a hidden chapter of American history that changes her forever. Seeing Red comes with a handy teacher's guide for use in the classroom and is available at www.sfmt.org.
The San Francisco Mime Troupe, and for the past 60 years, we have been doing political musical comedies for anybody who will listen. The Mime Troupe is a worker-run, multi-ethnic, multi-generational collective of activist artists committed to overthrowing capitalism, one musical comedy at a time. And one of these days, we will get it right. Each summer, we tour our shows at a price every member of the working class can afford, free. But with theaters and parks closed, protesters in the streets, tear gas in the air, and what could be America's last election looming on the horizon, the Mime Troupe needed to make sure our message of art, activism, and revolution was part of the resistance. And nothing says revolutionary fervor like radio plays. And for those wondering how a radical theater can survive these capitalist times, it's because of you. The Mime Troupe doesn't take corporate sponsorship. You'll never see the AT&T or Comcast Mime Troupe. How could we show the hypocrisies of capitalism if we were in bed with the capitalists? So instead, we are in bed with you, our fellow workers. Let's snuggle. And after that, you can support the troupe by visiting our website, sfmt.org. Thank you to the San Francisco Arts Commission, SF Grants for the Arts, California Arts Council, USPPP, the Fleischacker Foundation, the Bernard Osher Foundation, the Zellerbach Family Foundation, the Don Stevens and Nicole Bellotti Laugh and Love Fund, this public radio station, and listeners like you. We'll be here in 2 weeks for more Tales of the Resistance.